RCL Mobile.
4CPA Mobile.
AY Mobile.
4CPA Mobile, good afternoon. Good, is this Alexander?
That young. This is Dave, I know. This is Daniel.
That's right, I knew I recognized your voice, I just couldn't place it. Okay, well, yeah, that'd be nice to be that young, wouldn't it? Oh, me. If I was that young, though, I wouldn't be on ham radio, that's for sure. Not if I had to go back the 12.
On ham radio either. Of course, when I was 13, I think you said it was 13, I was helping my dad do woodworking.
No, I was playing Little League Baseball. That was about the only thing on my mind back then. And I was really enjoying it. And so didn't have time for much of anything else.
Like I said, helping him. When I wasn't doing school, I was working with him. So, but what you out doing today? You playing tennis? It's nice weather.
I'd like to be on the court. We've been having an estate sale today, and we're going to have it again tomorrow at my mother-in-law's house. So we just finished eating lunch, and I'm headed toward the house.
Well, day. I just finally was able to kind of get outside, and I'm off running errands.
I was just trying to think. I don't think I have anything that I need to stop and pick up or anything. If I do, it ain't going to get done today. But anyway, but it was kind of fun having the estate sale because we got to sit around with my wife has two sisters, and so we got to sit around and talk, and one of my daughters came and helped us, and so it was nice to sit around and talk and make some money and, you know, get rid of some of the stuff that's in the house that my mother-in-law doesn't need anymore. That's a noisy area right there. day. I tell you, it's really been nice. I think it got a little warmer than they expected it to. And, heck, I may just go for a motorcycle ride. That would be a good thing to do this afternoon. But anywho, you have a good one, and we'll talk to you later. 73 KP4CPA Mobile.
N4WRO. Now, where are you at? You got a lot of frying noise on your end, too.
I'm sitting on the bridge here at 85 in Rubber Mountain. I'm getting ready to 385 in Rubber Mountain, I'm sorry. And I'm getting ready to get on 385 northbound and go up to the next exit and get on Haywood Road. But I'm sitting here at a traffic light, so now I'm moving. It might improve a little bit.
Yeah, it did. It came up a little bit. Yeah, I heard you guys talking, and the other guy was really, really had a lot of crackling, frying noise in him. I was just, and then I heard you doing the same thing. I said, well, I wonder if the repeater's got a problem.
Just where he was on Wade Hampton, that area right there is just, for some reason, it's just noise. It's, you can't get the repeater very well. You can't hit it. You can't listen very well. It's pretty staticky and noisy. But what I was doing, I was flipping over to the input frequency, and I could hear him just fine. but he was having trouble hearing me, so anyway. But I go to that area almost every day, and it's just like that from Wade Hampton High School, right into that traffic light, where the QT and the Lidl, and if you're going east and toward, Taylor's and Greer, for about a mile and a half or so, it's just noisy.
Exactly where you're at. I'm about 3 miles south of Easley. I'm here at the house. And I'm just running 5 watts into a Kenwood. But it's on an antenna about 35 feet outside back behind the house. All right, I'll let you get back to driving.
That is the main thing right now.
Right there, I guess.
Sitting still again, and that's, if you don't just stop in the right little spot, that's the way it goes. you stop in a noisy spot. It's almost like you need to monitor your signal, hear yourself coming out of the repeater to see if you're, how well you're hitting the repeater, but then you'd be getting a lot of feedback, and that wouldn't be good either.
No, that'd be a mess.
Actually running my air conditioner a little bit. And, of course, we did some pretty good bit of manual labor, dragging stuff out of the green storage building there at my mother-in-law's. My father-in-law died about 8 years ago, and all that stuff's been sitting there. And bunch of stuff in there, I tell you. There's three buildings, and plus everything in the house, and they've lived there 62 years, I think, so, well, since 59, I believe.
Don't hardly hear that anymore. That's a few years, a little bit of water under the bridge.
Well, the oldest daughter, Sandy, she was, I went out to the building in the backyard, and she was back there, and I think she was just walking through some memories of, evidently they had some trees that were there when they were young, and they used to sit there, and they had a bench there, and they made mud pies, and she was just remembering that, and I'm sure they have a lot of memories there, because, they all grew up, they're all three sisters, and I married the middle sister, so, and she was always the one who was getting in trouble.
There you go. Yep, always got one.
Telling me how they used to climb out the window at Hughes Middle School and skip class because the teacher would show a film strip every day, and so they turn off all the lights, and they were sitting by the window, and they just crawl out the window, and he never knew it.
That's a troublemaker for sure.
Ready for disaster, because I'd get called. I'm getting called every time, I tell you. That'd just be my luck. I wouldn't be able to get away with anything like that. And you'd come back and slap me in the face. But she said they used to do it a lot, a good bit, and yeah, they'd come back. They just cut that one class, and they climb back in the window before the film strip was over. So yeah, he didn't know they were gone. It was really interesting. I had a professor at Mars Hill that showed he showed film strips every day. I can't remember his science class, I believe. And it was a boring class, and most everybody slept during the class. I mean, that's all he did. He never lectured or answered questions or anything.
Yep, know what you mean. Well, that's been a few years ago for both of us, I think.
19, you see, I was at Mars Hill 75 through 77. And, started out at North Greenville, went there a year, and went to Mars Hill 2 years. And as a music major, I didn't finish. It would have taken me 5 years to finish. You can't get a music degree in 4 years. It just can't be done. Now, nowadays, you can get it two and a half years. What they do is they don't teach you any of the general studies. You just do the music part of it, and that's all you have to pass. You don't get the liberal arts part of it, and it's all the math and language and English literature and all that stuff that we had to take, and it almost makes me mad because I had to work my butt off. I had to get my undergrad degree and then to get my master's, and now they're saying you can get it in 2 years.
Oh yeah, it's crazy. Hey, just right then you went from crackling to almost pure voice, no crackling at all. So you must have pulled out of that shadow area.
Edwards Road. I'm coming up on Lee Road intersection, and it's usually pretty good right around here, right around this area.
Yeah, but it made a difference, that's for sure. N4WRO for ID.
Before CPA. So what kind of errands are you running today?
I'm not. I'm just sitting here in the ham shack, been chasing a few POTUS stations on HF, and turned on this rig, turned on the 2-meter 440, and then heard you guys. And just thought I'd give you a shout, because like I said, it was, both you guys were horrible. But, and I thought maybe a repeater was having a problem, but it appears to be fine.
That is all kinds of variables, location and propagation, you know. Some days have band openings and 2 meters, and you'll hear people, you know, in Tennessee or Georgia, something like that, and then some days you do good to hit the repeater, or the 6-1 repeater, so it's just the way it goes. But I'm running high power, so I just do that so that, you know, if I do get in a noisy area, hopefully it's helping out a little bit.
Yeah, it sounds good now. Yeah, I just keep this little Kenwood. I got one of those, TM Victor 71 Alpha here in the shack. I got it on a GP3 out there behind the house. I can get Mount Mitchell. I can get all of them with, you know, 5 watts. Works good, so I just leave it on 5.
Well, now what's a GP3?
That's that common antenna. It's a dual band antenna. I think it's like 7 feet tall or something.
The vertical, does it have radials?
Yeah, it's got three little stubs on it for the ground plane. And I got it up on about 35 feet.
Well, I'm using a J-pole at home. I had a guy at church that he heard, and I was looking for a 2-meter antenna, you know, for the house, and I didn't want anything real conspicuous because I'm in a HOA, so I actually strapped this antenna. It's made out of copper, and I strapped it to one of the vents on the back of the house, and the vent's plastic, and so I used just giant hose clamps, and I used 2 of them, and it's held it really well, and it holds it in place, and it seems to hit the repeater pretty good, so I'm happy with it.
Okay, somebody else need to jump in. Yeah, I've been thinking about getting one of those and sticking it inside the attic for severe weather. Because, you know, when we get thunderstorms rolling here, I disconnect everything, disconnect the antennas, pull the plugs. But you put a little J-pole in the attic, you can run an HD off of it. And, you know, that'll get you into the Skywarn and, you know, all that other good stuff.
Well, doggone, my neighbor is cutting grass again. I tell you, he really makes me look bad. I'm going to have to get on to him. Because I don't feel like cutting my grass. Because my grass doesn't really need cutting. It probably needs, I just need to get the leaves up, but there's not many leaves on it, to be honest with you. Well, I'm in the garage, so I'm going to say 73s, and I'll stick around for your final. But and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll talk to you later. KB4CBA, clear after yours.
All right, Dave, yeah, have a good one. If you go on a motorcycle ride, be safe out there on that thing.
We'll talk to you later. Ed 4WRO.